ஓம ஜானதிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானஞ்சன ஸ்லாகய சக்ஷுர்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ.
Bhakti Rao Thakur is describing Shuddha Bhagata Charanarino Bhajana Anukula. Dust on the lotus feet of devotees is most conducive for advancing in devotional service. So, what does it mean, pure devotee? Means no personal desire, no material desire. Means his heart is clean. Everyone in this material world has at least six enemies. So you may think, well, who is my enemy? The person next door, or my political enemy, or my boss in the factory, or the boss in the factory. But the real enemy is not outside but inside. These six enemies are kam, krodh, lobh, moha, madsarya. Means lust, kam, krodh is anger, lobh is greed, moha is illusion, and madsarya is envy. So everyone in the material world has these six enemies sitting right in our hearts. But a pure devotee is freed from all these bad things. So who is a pure devotee? Actually, in one letter, Prabhupada wrote that all of my disciples are pure devotees. What this means is that this Krishna consciousness movement is not meant for any personal gain. Everyone who comes to this Krishna consciousness movement is trained to become selfless. Everyone is trained to dedicate their life to Guru and Krishna. So anyone who takes up that mood, he is a pure devotee. Even in the initial stage, even in many ways one may be very neophyte, but if his intention is to simply to surrender to Guru and Krishna, then he is pure devotee. Of course, if one has other motives, that is something else. If someone is coming to this Krishna consciousness movement thinking how I can improve my economic situation, then he's not a pure devotee. So we should carefully distinguish between motivated devotees and neophyte devotees. Means that a motivated devotee, from the very beginning, his intention is wrong. Such a person may, by association with pure devotees, also change to become a pure devotee. But generally we find that people who come with hidden motives, they're rotten from the very beginning. Bad. Rotten means like an apple that's too old, post, and has a bad smell. But a neophyte devotee, he may be weak, he may have material desires. His mind may be disturbed by attraction to the sense objects. But if his real intention is only to serve Krishna and to overcome these material desires, then he can also be called a pure devotee. Of course, we are especially advised to get the association of devotees who are advanced, who can guide us and inspire us in our spiritual life. Here it is said that the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees that is very conducive to advancement in spiritual. Now, of course, previously, saintly people, they used to walk with no shoes, at least in India. Nowadays, it's a little difficult because times have changed, and instead of most people living in the villages, they live in the towns where, at least in India, all the pavements are broken with holes, and there's all garbage here and there. Still, you find some sadhus, they go barefooted. And being a very hot country and most of the year dry, there's a lot of dust on the ground. So when people walk their feet, there will be dust there. So it is a Vaishnava tradition for devotees to take the dust of pure devotees. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Bengal after taking sannyas, that wherever he went, thousands of people followed him. And wherever he walked, immediately after he stepped there, hundreds of people would jump to take dust from there. So wherever he went behind him, there were just big holes. So anyway, this dust from the lotus feet of devotees is very powerful. Vaishnav Pada Dhuli, Vaishnav Pada Jal, Vaishnav Bhukta Shesh, Tiner Mahabal. The Chaitanya Charitamrita writer, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, says, Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Parajal, Bhakta Bhakta Shesh. He says that the dust from the feet of devotees, the water which has been used to wash their feet, and the remnants of their food, these three are very powerful. 18 Hoite Krishna Prema Hoi, Bar Ba Shastra Fukariya Khoi. From these three things, love of Krishna is very easily obtained. This is very loudly stated in the scriptures again and again. So there is one recommendation from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
The idea means, taking the dust means you become very humble. It means one accepts one's position as follower. It means giving up one's false pride. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the greatest scholar in his childhood, in his youth. Of course he was the greatest scholar because he is God himself. He was known as Nimai Pandit. And even the great conqueror of all other scholars, Keshav Kashmiri, was defeated by him in his youth. But when he came before his guru immediately chastised him. Prabhupada, shuno shripad yaha karan guru more murkha deki karila shasha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was challenged by the Mayavadi sannyasis that, why don't you study Vedanta Sutra? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear sir, speaking to the Mayavadis, I'll tell you the reason. My guru considered to me to be a great fool, and therefore he chastised me. Murka tumi tomar nahik Vedanta tika Krishna mantra japashada e mantra sha. He says, you are a great fool. My guru said that you are a great fool. You are not qualified to study Vedanta Sutra. You just chant Hare Krishna. That is the essence of all the Vedic literatures. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may have thought, well, who is he calling me a fool? I'm not a fool, I'm God. But because his guru told him he was a fool, he accepted, yes, I am. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us the example that one should think himself most unqualified before his guru. He must be ready to take all correction and chastisement. That Prabhupada, he always used to recommend one verse from Chanakya Pandit. Nalane bahavo dosha, tarane bahavo guna. He says simply to pat your disciple, means just affectionately, oh, that's very nice. He said, that's very bad. But to chastise him, that is very good. Because if you just pat him, oh, that's very nice, then he cannot be trained. So you should chastise. Even a small fault, you should very strongly chastise. Then he'll learn. Then he can learn. Otherwise, he cannot learn. So, among other things, the significance of taking the dust from the lotus feet means to become very humble. Humble means being ready to follow the instruction. We should not be dandavat bhaktas, dandavat class, very expert in offering obeisances. As soon as the guru comes, immediately collapse on the floor. Flat, straight, very expert. But when it comes time for following the instructions of the guru, not so expert. His bhakti begins and ends with offering dandavats. So, of course, offering obeisances, that's better than not offering obeisances. But really one should be ready to be trained. And if one is in that mood, then he can very quickly advance into devotional service. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends in the next line, Bhakata Shiva Parama Shiddhi Prema Vaktikara Mula. He says that to serve devotees, that in itself is the topmost perfection. And that is the root of the kripa of love of God. So, not just, oh, take some dust. Let me collect some dust from the lotus feet of devotees. But I have to be ready to serve. And service to devotees is considered, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says here, the highest perfection. That is also confirmed by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is considered the greatest authority on spiritual life. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. Among all, Lord Shiva is the example of an elevated devotee. So once his wife, Durga, Parvati, she was asking him about spiritual advancement. He said, I saw there are so many people doing so many different kinds of worship. Someone worships you, Lord Shiva. Someone worships Vishnu, Narayana. Someone worships Lord Ram. Someone worships Ganesh, or Lord Brahma, or some local village gods. Some people worship ghosts. Some people worship demons. Some people worship themselves. I am God. So, what is actually the best? Aradhananam sarvesham. Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Lord Shiva immediately replied that of all the different kinds of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is the best. So then he thought of something else, even more secret, very secret issue. Tasmat Karataram Devi Tadiyanam Samacharam. He said that certainly worship of Lord Vishnu is the best. But if you can think of anything better, that is worship of his devotees. Because Krishna becomes very pleased if someone worships his devotees. As the saying goes, love me, love my dog. If someone is taking his dog for a walk, and someone comes up and he pats the dog on the head, and the dog wags his tail, licks that person. So the man who owns the dog thinks, oh, this man is so nice. He loves my dog. My dog is my best friend. So, the same thing, that Krishna, he becomes very pleased if we love his devotees. Love means service. Many times I describe this, that love doesn't just mean to say, I love you. But love means you have to do something for the other person. Love means service. Just like if a man is working hard all day in the factory, and he comes home very tired and hungry, and his wife is waiting there, and she says, oh, I love you. So he thinks, well, that's very nice. So then, what is there to eat today? Well, I didn't cook anything, but I really love you. I love you, but you can starve. So the man might think, better you don't love me, but cook something. So love means service, practical. Not simply, I love you, and go to sleep. But do something. Show your love. So here is recommended, serve Krishna and serve his devotees. That in itself is the topmost goal. There are many stories how people achieved all perfection in spiritual life simply by serving the devotees. So this is a very great subject. I'll go on to the next line. Madhavatiti bhakti janani jatane palana kari. He says that the special days connected with Krishna, they are like the mother of devotion. Just like Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima. So these days, there are some special observances. And if we observe them very carefully, then that will give birth to advancement in Krishna consciousness. Krishna vasati vasati bali parama adore bali. He says, the place where Krishna resides, that I call proper place to live. And with great affection and respect, I choose to live in such a place. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was living in Sri Navadvipa Dham. We may not all be so fortunate to live in Navadvipa Dham, but where Krishna is worshipped, if we live with devotees, then that is also living in the spiritual world. Or even in our own home, if we worship Krishna with great care, then that also, the whole house becomes non-different from the spiritual world. Naham tishthami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. One time Narada asked Krishna, well, where do you live? Where can I find you? So Krishna told, I don't live in Vaikuntha, nor in the hearts of the yogis, but wherever my pure devotees chant my glories, that is where I live, O Narada. So of course Krishna lives in Vaikuntha, and the topmost yogis, they always see Krishna within their hearts. Krishna is emphasizing here, my favorite place is where my devotees are sincerely chanting the glory. Next line, Gauramar Jeshavashthane Karala Brahmanarange Sheshavashthana Heribhavami Pranayi Bhakata Shunde. He says that Gauramara, my Lord Chaitanya, all the places that he visited on his travels, all the places that he visited on his travels, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled through much of India, going to South India, part of West India, to North India, to Vrindavan, through the jungles of Jharkhand, along the path of the Ganga, and different places in Orissa and Bengal. Yep. So all the places that he went to, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I would also like to go and see them. I would like to go with pure devotees who are lovers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So visiting holy places is another item of devotion. It's not so much recommended in the modern age, because in this age you'll find in the holy places so many cheating types of people. They simply come to cheat the pilgrims. There are so many stories like that. They're very expert at exploiting people's sentiments and taking all their money. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Tirtha Jatra Parishram Keval Manir Brahm Sharva Shedi Govinda Charan. He says that wanting to visit different holy places, it's simply a disturbance to the mind. Because real perfection is simply to surrender at the lotus feet of Govinda. However, here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that he wants to visit all the places that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. The point he's making is that he wants to go in the association of loving devotees. If we go with devotees, then we'll discuss the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, as he went along, we'll also chant. So this is a very favorable way to visit the holy places. Pure devotees, they want to visit places that Lord Chaitanya visited even for a few seconds. Mridangabhadya shunite man abhasha shada jachet. The sound of the mridanga. My mind always desires such an opportunity to hear that. So this mridanga, that is a special instrument, that is used in the spiritual world also. You have any pictures here? Sometimes you see pictures of the gopis, they're also playing mridanga. And particularly in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan pastimes, mridanga is essential. Mridanga is considered part of the paraphernalia of the Lord. And you'll find in Bengal, before they begin kirtan, they worship the instruments, and they'll touch mridanga to their head before they start to play. They call that Shri call. That means offering our respects to the mridanga. So that sound is very sweet and pleasing to Krishna. And devotees, they always desire to hear the sound. Of course, in Bengal, kirtan is a whole culture. So many different beats. So many different beats. Some people... I saw one man one time, he was so expert, he could make the mridanga say Hare Krishna. And over 100 different sounds he could make from the mridanga. How they combine the different beats at different speeds with the kartals and the singing. So it's a very great science. There are so many points of Vaishnava culture which we may not be able to teach us. But the main thing is chanting Hare Krishna. And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses next. Gaurvihito kirtana shuni anande hridoy nache. He says that the kind of kirtan which was ordained, which was given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when I hear that, then my heart dances in joy. So this kirtan, that is manifestation of the happiness of the spiritual world. People think of our Hare Krishna movement as a very happy movement. And it is, because we're always chanting and dancing. It's very difficult to be unhappy if you're chanting and dancing. If you're feeling unhappy, simply chant Hare Krishna and dance. It is impossible to be unhappy if you dance. So we have the solution to all the problems of the world. Whatever problem you have, just chant Hare Krishna and dance. Then you will feel spiritual happiness and all your problems will go away. People say, well, that's too simple. Too simple. I have to go and see a psychiatrist. He has to analyze all my problems, inside out, upside down, back to front. Well, in your childhood, I think you had such and such a complex. What was your relationship with your father? And maybe he looked at you out of the side of his eyes and that made something go funny in your brain. So you walk away from the psychiatrist more confused than ever, with a whole bunch of pills, which make your brain spin like this. So you had so many problems and your brain was spinning like this, and you take the drug and you forget your problem, but instead your brain spins like this. See, it's so confusing you can't even explain it. And you go back next week and he gives you another set of drugs. And then he gives you another set of drugs which make your brain spin like this. And then you go back next week and you find the psychiatrist committed suicide. Because he's more crazy than anybody else. All day he's simply listening to people's problems. That's a fact. In America, the profession with the highest suicide rate is the psychiatrist. They're supposed to be solving everyone else's mental problems, but they've got more mental problems than anybody else. So they might as well recommend to the people, well, the real solution is just take a gun and shoot your brains out. So, of course, that isn't the solution to any problem, because when you shoot your brains out, you become a ghost. The Vedic literature has described that anyone who commits suicide becomes a ghost. We have all these psychiatrist ghosts floating around, trying to find somebody to analyze. So we don't go to psychiatrists. We chant Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
No more need of any psychiatrist. Even if you're crazy, chant Hare Krishna. At least you're crazily chanting Hare Krishna. You won't do any harm to anybody. Actually, most people are crazy. Maybe you know that story, that one man was condemned to death for murder. So his advocate, his lawyer, he said, well, let's plead innocent on the grounds of insanity.
What?
We should plead innocent. You're innocent because... So the psychiatrist analyzed him, and he came back to the judge, and he said, yes, I think he's crazy. But he said, I've been studying people for the last 30 years, and as far as I can see, everyone is crazy. So this man is also crazy, and if you want, you can release him on the grounds of insanity. Actually, when I first joined this movement, most of the devotees were kind of crazy, including myself. Most of them were ex-hippies, and hippies were rather unusual kind of people. So, actually, it was my good fortune. Soon after I joined, I was working in one office in our temple in London with Mukunda Maharaj, who was one of the first devotees in ISKCON. So one day I asked him, Maharaj, why is it that so many devotees are a little bit crazy? So he said, well, I asked the same question to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, you have to be a little bit crazy to join this movement. So it's better to be crazy and chant Hare Krishna than to be crazy and drink a bottle of vodka and shoot your brains out. Better be crazy for Krishna. There are many devotees who I've seen, they're a little, not many, but some, they're a little unusual, eccentric. The word is eccentric. Eccentric, not crazy. They don't really fit in normal society. So, Hare Krishna people are not considered very normal. So they fit in nicely in our movement. Even among devotees, they're a little strange, but harmless. Chanting Hare Krishna, serving Krishna. So of course, Krishna consciousness is meant to make us sane. Because real insanity means to think that this material life is all in all. To think that material life is everything. But real sanity means to know who are we, who is God, and what is our relationship with Him. That is real sanity. Sometimes out of happiness, devotees do unusual things. Jugala murti dekhiya mor parama ananda hoy. He says, when I see the deity forms of Radha and Krishna, then I become extremely happy. To date, in Russia, we don't have Radha, Krishna deities and stuff. But of course, we have deities of Gornitai. Gornitai, Radha, Krishna, not different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. So if we see the deities, then we feel very happy. At least you can keep some photo of the deities. See how they are very beautifully decorated. Sometimes people ask us, do we meditate? So meditation means we're chanting Hare Krishna, that is mantra meditation. But we can also meditate on the form of Krishna. How beautiful is Krishna? How beautiful is Krishna? How beautiful is Radhana? Absorb our minds in the beauty of Radha and Krishna. And in this way, we will forget the illusory beauty of this material world. So, prasada shiva kariti hoy shakala prapancha joy. By taking prasad, Krishna prasad, food offered to Krishna, we conquer over material inebrieties, material contaminations. So this is a very easy method of devotional service. And even if devotees are not very expert at other items of devotional service, they're usually quite expert at taking prasadam. That is also wanted. It's good to be enthusiastic, take prasadam. Means enthusiastic, we don't like to take anything else. Let us cook many different nice items for the pleasure of Krishna. Offer that with love to Krishna and take that prasad. Here it is said prasad seva. That means serving prasad.
Because
prasad is not different from Krishna. So if we take prasad in the mood that this is offered to Krishna, now I have to take very respectfully. Let me take prasad very respectfully. So that is called prasad seva. And if we think here is something for me to enjoy, and we completely forget that this is spiritual food, then that becomes just like sense gratification. But anyway, of course, in the neophyte stage, we may not have so much consideration, but at least we should be very strict only to take prasad. That will purify us. Most of our devotees, they join, major factor is prasad. And major reason they're staying is prasad. So better give the devotees some prasadam. We have our food for life program. First thing, we have to keep the devotees alive. Give them prasad. Because because service to Krishna means dedication. And because we are used to a selfish life, sometimes we may find some difficulties. That is natural. Whatever we do in this world, there will be some difficulties. So a devotee doesn't ask very much. A devotee is such a simple person that if he has little space, 6 feet by 2, to sleep, and an opportunity to serve Krishna, an opportunity to associate with devotees, then he's fully satisfied. But nice to give the devotee, give them prasad. Let them enjoy transcendental ecstasy of taking prasad. Prabhupada's program was that 6 days a week, devotees can take simple, healthy prasadam. And one day a week, there should be a feast that should be offered to Krishna, and then offered to the devotees, and invite public also, please come and. So everyone becomes satisfied, chanting, dancing, and feasting. So according to the facilities we have, if we distribute prasad, that will keep everyone very satisfied. Shakala prapancha jai. By taking prasad, we can conquer over material contaminations. Because the tongue is always desiring to taste so many things. Just like you see, some people, they like to eat sausages. But sausages, what is that? That is made out of the intestine of the pig. Intestine means that's where all the stool is going. And that bag, that the sausage is made from the intestine of the pig. Sausage-ski.
There is a big one.
There's big ones, there's small ones, there's so many. In England, they have some kind of sausage. That they take all the blood from the animals and they boil it. And when it becomes very thick, they make a sausage from it. So, if we don't eat prasadam, then we may eat all kinds of horrible things. Actually, you see, even people who eat meat, they only eat a little bit. Their main food is bread, vegetables, different things like that. So they can live without, they have a little bit of meat, not very much. They can live without that also. Just because they're thinking, it tastes very nice. So everyone is taking little. But this is the cause of big slaughterhouses. Thousands of people are killed.
People?
Well, yes, animals. Also people. Just like you see, we were walking this morning, one lady is taking out her cow and the sheep. So the cow and the sheep, they're grazing very peacefully. But the day will come when they will cut the throat. So this is not very nice. That you look after the cow. Cow is depending on you, trusting you, giving you milk. And then one day simply cut her throat. It's not very good. You see, when we're driving, just like in England, you see, we're driving, and the children from the cities, they don't see the countryside. No, I'm talking about just a family may go driving in the country from outside from the city. The children, the family goes out for a drive. They drive outside the city into the country. And the children see in the fields the sheep, especially the young sheep, they're called lambs, you know? They jump. And the children say, oh, look, how nice they are. Then they stop and go to some restaurant and eat lamb. They're not thinking. So, anyway, that's another whole subject. But the point is that if we take Krishna prasad, then we won't want to cause suffering to so many living beings by taking meat. And we can control our senses by controlling our tongue. Jidina grihe bhajana deki grihete goloka bhai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing that when I worship Krishna in my home, that I see that my whole home has become just like Golok Vrindavan, the spiritual world. That when we are worshipping Krishna, that when I see the worship going on in the home, then I see the home has become exactly like the spiritual world. So someone who is worshipping Krishna with such pure love, when he's doing the arati and the puja, he sees directly, this is Krishna in the spiritual world. Charana shitu dekhiya ganga shukana shima pai. So when you're doing the deity worship, one of the items is bathing the deities.
And the water comes flowing from down from Krishna's lotus feet. And that is collected as charanamrita, nectar from the lotus feet. So that is non-different from Ganga, because the river Ganga, that comes from the lotus feet of Vishnu. Now another meaning of this is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was living in Navadvip, and just in front of his house could be seen the river Ganges. Just in front of his house, you could see the Ganga. So, either way you take it, the charanamrita from the deity or the river Ganga, they're non-different. And either you take charanamrita or you see the Ganga, shukana shima pai, that your the happiness becomes unlimited. Tulashi deki jurai pran madhava toshani jani. He says that when I see tulsi, the favorite plant of Krishna, then my heart feels soothed. Soothed means calmed down. My heart becomes very calm and peaceful. Jurai Pran Mad, because I know that Tulsi, she is the one who gives satisfaction to Vishnu. Gaura Priya Shaka Shevane Jivana Sarthakamani. And when I take the shak off, that is very, the spinach, that kind of food, which is very dear to Lord Chaitanya, then I consider my life as successful. So God is also a person, and he has his favorite food. Just like different people have different favorite foods. Some people's favorite food is sausages. Some people like halava. Most of our devotees, they're halava bhaktas. Pure devotees. They have no other motive in life than to eat kilos and kilos of halava. They're always meditating with deep devotion. So, there are different kind of... There's also gulabjaman bhaktas. This is recommended if someone is talking all nonsense. Just, boom, put a gulabjaman in his mouth. So, there are different kinds of favorite foods. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he likes spinach. There are many, many varieties of spinach in Bengal. And they grow here, there, everywhere, in the river, on the side of the river, and then in the field, and in the forest. Practically anything that's growing, they take it and cut it and cook it. At least, we counted once, 24 varieties. And then you can cook that in so many different ways. Anyway, that's another whole big lecture, how you can cook. But anyway, the point is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very fond of this. Another thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked very much was shukta. This is bitter vegetable. Mostly when our devotees come from the West, when they first taste shukta, they think it's very strange. They see this vegetable and they start to eat it and they think, oh, what happened? The cook must have done something wrong. But actually that is one of the different flavors. There are six different flavors. Bitter, sweet, sour, pungent, means like chili, astringent, and salty. Okay, so six different flavors and these are all pleasing to Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he very much liked this shukta, bitter. So, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he warns us, don't say anything against shukta. He says, don't think there's anything wrong with shukta. Shukata valiya avagna na karochite, taha haite prabhu shuk, he says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed this shukta, this bitter vegetable, more than panchamrita. Panchamrita means a mixture of ghee, sugar, milk, yogurt, and honey. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he likes shukta. So anyway, mostly we see in our temples in Russia, they're worshipping Gornitai. So you try and offer some shukta, or not sure, at least some spinach. We see devotees, they offer all kinds of things to Gornitai, like pizzas and some fried cheese with tomato sauce. So these are different things which different people like. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he likes spinach. So sometime offer him something which he likes. By the way, they're standing here, they may just turn around and run off to find something to eat somewhere. Bhagati vinod krishna bhajane anukul pai jaha pratidi bhashe parama shuki shikara kariye taha. His Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in my devotional service to Krishna, that whatever I find is favorable, that every day with great happiness I accept. So devotional service, it's a daily process. Every day we rise, we chant, we study, all these things. It's routine activities. Very simple activities, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described many simple things, hearing the mridanga, seeing the deities, nothing very difficult. But if we do this with application, we will find every day our happiness in Krishna consciousness growing. Application means with seriousness, dedication. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is recommending, just stick to these basic activities of Krishna consciousness. And every day we will find our devotion to Krishna increasing, increasing, increasing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very kindly giving us this instruction. Let us take it very seriously in our lives, and in this way achieve the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is there any question?
How to develop tolerance and determination?
Chant Hare Krishna. Seriously. Everything will come. How to? How to question. How to control? How should we control the mind? How should we develop tolerance? How can we develop love of Krishna? Everything comes from chanting. So your spiritual life is here, in your Bhidvaj. Everything comes from this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he was giving instruction, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu kahe kahilam e maha mantra, iha japa giya shave kari nibandha, iha hoite sarva shiti, hoive shava, sarva kham kahanam vidhi nahiya. He said that, now I've told you this is the Maha Mantra. Mantra means that which delivers the mind. And Maha Mantra means the best of all mantras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now I've told you the Maha Mantra. So he said everyone should chant this and simultaneously follow all the rules and regulations. And just by this process, eha hoite sarva, everybody can achieve the highest perfection of life, all perfection. So if you just stick to this chanting all the time, then no need of following anything else. No need of doing any very difficult austerities. No need of tying your body up in knots with yogic practice. Tying your body up in knots. Have you seen sometimes yogis, they put one leg here, another leg here, then they put their arms through their leg joints and stand on their hands. Extremely difficult. Not very valuable. What's the benefit? You chant Hare Krishna, you get all perfection. The very process of devotional service is purifying. So just go on with this chanting. Everything will come if we are serious. Another question.
But then, if it's so, what is the difference between the devotees and their levels? And why devotees face problems with, in associating with one another?
Why problem? Why should there be any problem? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, Trinada Pisu Nichina, Tarara Pisu Hishnana, Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, considering oneself lower than a straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree. He should not desire that people will praise me. Rather, he should be ready to offer respect to me. In this way, he should go on peacefully chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Tolerance is the key. Tolerance. Why should we get so upset if somebody looks at us the wrong way? We've come to serve Krishna together. So that is a very great mission, to serve Krishna. So we shouldn't be childish. We have important work to do, to give this knowledge of Krishna to others.
So what?
So why be childish? Oh, I don't like you said this.
In one verse in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna is telling to Arjuna that I give myself to my devotees, according to when, how he dedicated to me. And he also said that, but everyone follows in my path. What does it mean?
Well, what does it say in the purport? You have English Bhagavad Gita?
No.
Prabhupada explains in the purport that no one can be outside of Krishna. Some people recognize Krishna and others don't. Some people surrender to Krishna directly through the spiritual energy, and others follow Krishna's path through the material energy. But no one can avoid Krishna. Any other question?
If devotee faces some obstacles in the devotional service or simply in his life, does it mean that it's just tests from Krishna?
There's no question of if. Saying if, there's no question of if. There must be obstacles. How can you think there will be no difficulties? Life is full of difficulties. The very nature of the material world is that it's full of difficulties. So of course the devotee sees that the difficulty that is a test from Krishna. That is the meaning of love, to stick to Krishna even despite difficulties. In English there's a saying, fair weather friend. That means as long as everything is good, I'll be your friend. Fair weather. It may be difficult to translate it. It means people find if they have someone who has a lot of money, and power, prestige, he has so many friends. But if he loses his money and position, then he loses all his friends also. So they were not his friends at all. They were friends of his money. So that is not real friendship. Real love means you love under any circumstances. Can someone give the translation of this very important verse? No, let's see if someone else can. What time is it? So we have to go. Can anyone give the translation of this verse? Okay, you give it. Hare Krishna. So let us surrender to Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna. So we'll just chant Hare Krishna for 5 minutes more. Then we're going off to another program. So let us chant with full...